I didn't have that off.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 34, and you find that place, let's stand together. Deuteronomy, chapter 34. I'm glad those songs are real in our hearts, ain't you? Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 34. You pray for us that the Lord help us tonight. And I'm telling you, my heart's been encouraged in the Lord today, and I appreciate the help of the Holy Ghost. I appreciate the Lord meeting with us and dealing in hearts. You pray he'll do it again tonight. We find that in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 34, I'm going to start reading there in verse number 5, and I'm going to read throughout the rest of the chapter. And I usually say for the sake of time, we'll read a verse or two. I'm going to read it all tonight. Bible says, beginning in verse 5, said, "So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in the valley in the land of Moab over against Beth Peor, but no man knoweth of his sepulcher unto this day." Said Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him. The children of Israel hearkened unto him and did as the Lord commanded Moses. Verse 10 says, "And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. And all the signs and wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh and to all his servants, to all his land, and in all that mighty hand and in all that great terror which Moses showed in the sight of all Israel." Let's go with the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bow our head before you one more time this evening. God, we sure thank you for the good presence of God. I thank you, Lord, that as we sing it, and I know my name is there, I'm sure glad tonight, that God, that we can know that our name's there. But I'm thanking you, God, that not only did you put us in the family, but God, I'm glad that you sealed us inside of it. And God, I'm thanking you that, Lord, that day by day, I'm not trying to figure out if I'm still saved. God, I thank you, Lord, I've been sealed in earnest by the Holy Ghost of Jesus. I thank you. I pray, Lord, you'd help us tonight. God, as we look at this text of Scripture, may you put a guard at my mouth that I'd not say anything that'd be contrary to your precious word. God, I pray that you'd set our hearts and our affections on Christ tonight. Father, help us to encourage the discouraged. God, I pray, help us to evangelize to those that are lost. And God, I pray above everything, help us to magnify the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for what you've done for us. Knowing, God, we could not do it for ourselves. It's in Christ's name we humbly beg and ask. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want to say this to you tonight, friend. You come to this text, and we get in this passage, no doubt. In verse number 5, it says, "So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. He buried him in the valley in the land of Moab, over against Beth Peor, but no man knoweth of his sepulcher unto this day." I thought about what you come to in this text of Scripture as we find where Moses, the man of God, it's time for him to cross over. Let me say, friend, everybody under the sound of our voice, the Bible's very clear. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. I thank God, and aside from the rapture, friend, you are not going to escape death. Amen. That's going to come to everybody under the sound of our voice. But I thank God where we're standing at today, that the sting of death has been removed. Amen. I'm sure glad by the good grace of God, that, friend, that it's not something to be feared for the believer. I'm glad, thank God, the Bible in the New Testament would say it's just but asleep. Amen. I thank God. Listen, when you come to this text, it's Moses' time to cross over. And Moses did not get to where he wanted to get to. But I got to thinking about of all the folks
folks in the scripture, particularly in the Old Testament. I like the way that Moses died. I thought about this, friend. Moses had his faults, but he still died faithful. Amen. How about listen? Thank God. I'm glad that just because we're full of faults, that does not mean we cannot be faithful. Amen. I thought about, thank God, not only despite his faults, he died faithful. I thought about despite his failures. I want to say this, thank God. I'm glad that just one failure does not define your life. Amen. It is a blessing tonight. And thank God to look back over our lives and to say, man, there's a place right there and where maybe I messed up and it wasn't real good. But I'm glad by the good grace of God, I can put that under the blood and go on for Christ. Amen. I'm glad then, thank God, that we find Moses' faults. And despite those, he finished well. And despite his failures, he finished well. I thought about despite his frustration, and Moses still finished well. I mean, listen, friend, thank God. I understand there's a lot of folks that are down on the church right now. But I'll assure you, thank God, it's going to make heaven's fair shore. I understand there's frustrations that abound. But my responsibility and yours is to finish well. Amen. I don't want to finish as I has been. I don't want to be a used to be. I don't want to say I remember when he was. Thank God, I want to finish well. Amen. Let me say this to you. There's a few things here, and then I'll preach the message as the Lord would help us. But I want you to watch this. In verse number 4 and 5, we find that whenever Moses died, he still had a vision. And the Bible says in verse 4, he said, at the end of it, I have caused of thee to see it with thine eyes. And the Bible says, thank God, in verse number 7, at the end of it, and his eyes was not dim. I thank God, friend, when it comes time to die, you can still have a vision. Amen. I mean, listen, thank God, friend. And I don't nobody get too excited about it. But thank God, the closer we get to death, and the closer we are to heavens, and fair shore. I mean, listen, when it comes time, I don't want to just sort of put her in neutral and coast on down the road. And thank God, I want to slide into heaven, and stripping every gear in the transmission. I still want to have a vision. I want to have a vision. I thank God for lost souls that need to be saved. I thank God, the church has about got away from its vision. And folks that are on their way to hell. But we still need a vision, amen. And folks on their way to hell. I thank God, friend, I still want to see saints. I'd be ever, thank God, ever have them to be. I mean, friend, I want to have a vision. But I'll say this. And not only did he have a vision, but thank God he also had vigor. I like the Bible says, he is 120 years old and his natural force was not abated, amen. Man, that might not do nothing for you. But wait till you get about 120. Thank God, and then see how you feel about it. I mean, listen, what a blessing. At 120 years old, he said that his natural force was not abated. In other words, Moses did not get weaker the closer he got. But he is still, getting stronger. I'll tell you one thing I'm persuaded of. It's that our saints of God, that though their outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. I thank God, friend. I don't think the closer and the longer you're in this thing, that you ought to be getting weaker. I thank God you ought to be getting stronger. Ought to be deeper in the Word. Further down the road, amen. I mean, thank God, friend. And Moses said 120. He still got his vigor. He still got his vision. I want to say this to you. I thank God at 120 years old, and Moses still has victory, amen. Hey, that's something, thank God. I mean, listen, I know these folks tonight. That friend, they used to have victory. They used to sing victory in Jesus. I'd get up and say, thank God. I remember when God did this or that. But over the years, they've just lost their victory. But thank God we got to singing it in the youth choir practice a little bit ago. And that I'm on the winning side. Honey, thank God I ain't waiting to get to heaven and to find out I've won. I mean, thanks be unto God. And Jesus Christ has already given us victory. And nay, in all these things. And we are more than conquerors. I mean, thank God I ain't waiting and to see how this thing shakes out. I mean, because he lives and because he's victorious, I live, amen, and I'm victorious. And thank God, I thank God I have a little more victory and the further I get. I mean, listen, I don't know how to tell you this, but listen, look here, good neighbor, and we're running a race. And the last time I checked, and when the finish line's just ahead, and behind us is the enemy, and they are not going to catch us. Amen. I'm secured in Christ, and the finish line's about to be crossed, and victory's about to be had. And this is not the time and to be acting like we're defeated, and when we're living in a state of victory. Amen. Oh yes, I ain't talking about Joel Osteen's victory. Amen. I'm not talking about, thank God, health, wealth, and prosperity. I'm talking about real victory on the inside of your soul. And thank God, listen, friend, and that I know this just as Job did, and that before this day's out, and my friends may be gone, my family may be gone, and my finances may be gone, but my Father will still be there. Amen. And boy, what a blessing that it is. And thank God, good friend, if everything I've got is separated on this side, I'm glad I got something better on the other side. And there is a day, and we are going to be reunited. It's a day of rejoicing. It's a day of refreshing. I say, thank God, we ought to have victory. Amen. Oh, yes, listen. I mean, where we're standing at, out there's folks, listen, I thank God. I get as down as anybody gets. It's hot in here tonight, amen to me. Where I live at, I get as discouraged. Listen, you get to talking to folks, and it's like everybody. I feel like it's the old hee-haw show. A doom, despair, and agony on me. I mean, it's like, thank God. The last time I checked, we've got eternal life and joint heirs of the Lord Jesus. I'm not going to hell, amen. I mean, thank God. Listen, friend, I don't have no sad stories to tell. And that man, you say, preacher, and my body's broken. Thank God for a new one, amen. And you say, preacher, and my eyes are going bad. And you're going to get a new one. I'm just thanking God tonight. We can have victory, amen. Oh, yes, I'm saying, friend, Moses died with vision. Moses died with vigor. Moses died in victory. I just wrote a few things down. And then I'm just, this whole introduction message be real short, all right? How about I'm going to tell you this? I thank God Moses wasn't contending with his creator when it came time to die. I mean, Moses, look up here at me, neighbor. Moses started off in a palace. And thank God he found himself homeless on the backside of the desert. If that had happened to the average Baptist, and they'd have thrown in the towel and said, God must hate me. But instead of God hating it, God was preparing him. Amen. I mean, I'm glad that he was not contented with his creator. He didn't say, God, I got the short end of the stick. And God, my life's a wreck. It was a time it was looking good. He wasn't even mad. And then he wasn't getting to go in the promised land. I mean, listen, if I understood why God would have looked over anybody, I can understand why God would have looked over Moses. I mean, leading 1-3 million, however many Jews that it was, all complaining, and murmuring, and backbiting for 40 years. And thank God, if anybody had got their sin glossed over and got on in, it probably should have been Moses. But despite not going in, he is not contending with his creator. Amen. I'll say this to you, friend. There's nobody in here got the short end of the stick. You say, preacher, you don't know my life. You don't know where I've been. I know you ain't in hell right now. Amen. Amen. I know you ain't in hell right now. And thank God, that's only by the good grace of God. And friend, listen, he wasn't contending with his creator. He wasn't critical of his company. I mean, look here, friend. He wasn't even being criticizing all those that got him kicked out. I'd at least been a little mad at a few of them, amen. I mean, that'd have been a book, thank God, where I'd have named a few names. I'd have told you who said what, but not Moses, amen. He wasn't even critical of his company. And then I thought about this. He wasn't even complaining about his calling. He's still happy to be who he was. Amen.
Ain't that a sight, thank God? And still happy to be in it. I'm going to give you three things tonight about how Moses finished his race, how I want to finish mine. And I hope by the good grace of God, it'll be an encouragement to your heart. Notice with me, if you will, in your Bibles, Numbers chapter 31. Numbers chapter 31. I'm just going to read three places, and I'm going to be done. But I want you to watch what the Bible says here. At Numbers chapter 31, at verse number 1 and verse number 2, he says these words. He said, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Avenge the children of Israel of the Midianites." Verse 2, he said, "And afterward thou shalt be gathered unto thy people." I'd say this to you. First of all, Moses died, and he was still fighting. Amen. He was still fighting. And thank God, at 120 years old, and Moses still had some fight on the inside. I thank God, friend, tonight, that when it comes our time to die, that we ought to still be fighting, have a good fight of faith, and laying hold of eternal life. I mean, what a blessing, and to get a fight in this battle for the Lord. Amen. I'm not finding a stopping part. He'll say, "Preacher, I can't swing quite like I used to." I mean, listen, I'm going to tell you this, good neighbor. That one feller said this. He said, they asked him one time. He said, "Oh, preacher," he said, "have you been in a fight?" He said, "Did you fight a good fight?" He said, "I don't know if I fought a good one." He said, "But I sure been in a good one." Amen. I'm going to tell you this, thank God, we are in a good fight. Amen. It's worthy of it, thank God. It's a fight to the finish. I'm not ever going to give up. I'm not going to get weary in it. I mean, good neighbor, listen. It says a fight worth fighting for. Amen. He said, "I'll tell you some things. This encouragement this morning won't help you. I might just preach to me tonight and be happy about it, all right. But I'm going to tell you a few things he is fighting against. That's an encouragement to my heart. He was fighting against corruption. You find there in Numbers chapter 21. And then he went out and he found Balaam and he killed him. Amen. He wasn't cutting sin off at the top of the ground. He was going all the way to the root of it and destroying it where it was. Amen. I thank God. Listen, just because Moses was 120, he hadn't started letting things slide. Amen. Oh, no, friend. Contemporary music hadn't got in. He hadn't changed his Bibles. Thank God Moses was still fighting against corruption. Amen. I say this, thank God. Listen, I hope to God if there's ever a time, my friend, that I'm not, and you'll know it, thank God, and I'm not in my right mind, if we ever have stopped fighting against corruption. Amen. Got one Bible, one kind of music. It's worked this far. We're not going to back up from where we're at. Amen, amen, amen. Thank God, thank God. Hey, you hear me say it? I know some of you think it's funny, but it helps me when I do say it. If you read, you read out of a King James Bible. If you testify, it's about the goodness of God. If you sing, it's an old hymn. And if you get up on the stage, you ought to be dressed right. Amen. Thank God, ain't that right? How you got to fight against that stuff. Fight against corruption, amen. And Moses was still fighting against corruption. And Moses was still fighting against compromise, amen. And you read on down there, thank God what they done. As they started marrying, and they started marrying the women of Moab. And Moses said, "Oh, no, 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 no. And we can't start mixing holy with unholy. And we can't start mixing the things of God with the things of the world." Amen. God help us to fight against compromise. Thank God. Listen, friend, we ain't even trying to compromise with that crowd. I'm not trying to lower our standards. Thank God. Listen, you don't lower yours either. Amen. It don't matter what they say. We still don't play ball on Sundays. Amen. I just wondered how that would go. See, we compromised on that a little bit, ain't we? Amen. Have they some things we've compromised? And we don't deer hunt on Sundays either. Is that all right? Thank God. Help me listen. Thank God, friend. And we can't start compromising on things. And your preacher don't come in here wearing a tank top and shorts and a Hawaiian shirt. We ain't compromising on those things. I'm not hateful about it. I just think, thank God, we ought to do what God said to do. Amen. He'll say, "Oh, preacher, that way's gone." All I know is this.
on Moses' watch. He fought against it all the way to his death. Amen. And by the good grace of one of my favorite things, look up here, son, one of my favorite things that I ever heard in my whole life is what Billy Sunday said about sin. And Billy Sunday said, as long as I can, as long as I've got teeth, I'm going to bite against sin. As long as I've got a fist, I'm going to fight against it. As long as I've got a feet, I'm going to kick against it. He said, if there's a time and I'm footless, handless, and toothless, he said, I'm going to gum against it all the way to glory. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God. He's still fine. Amen. He's still a fight, thank God. I mean, listen, the flesh might not let you sometime. But for the people of God, there ought to be something on the inside that says, man, we've moved the landmarks and we're going to fight with all we can. And not just not to let them keep moving, but to get those things back out of where they ought to be. Amen. And Moses died and he was still fighting. Amen. I want to die fighting, don't you? Thank God. Amen. Thank God. That preacher, I tell everybody this, and I mean it. Have my preacher getting ready to be 84 years old. Next week sometime, ain't that right? 84 years old. He says, I wish I could preach like a young man. We all say we could wish we could preach like an 84-year-old man. I thank God they still fight there. Amen. They still fight there. Amen. I thank God for the saints of God. I'm glad, friend. And I watch folks that day after day are still a fight. And you say, preacher, and this fight's getting weary. Oh no, just lift up your head and be reminded of the captain of your salvation. He might be on the next cloud. He might be on the next hill. It's not time to back up. Our friend, fight, fight, fight. Amen. I'm saying this to you. First thing you find is Moses died fighting. Look with me, if you will, in Deuteronomy 31. At Deuteronomy 31, here's what the scripture teaches us here. One of my favorite things in the scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 31. I like this. Oh, Moses. And the Bible says, not only did he die in a fight, but here the Bible says, and Moses spake, 31 verse 30. At chapter 31 verse 30, it says, and Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel of the words of this song until they were ended. And Moses didn't just die fighting. And Moses died singing. Amen. And boy, listen to that. That maybe don't help you. But I thank God that 40 years of wandering, that 40 years of wilderness, that none of it had stole his song out of his heart. At 120, he still had a song that he wanted to sing. Amen. And well, thank God, I wish a few of you would wake up on that. Amen. And Moses was still singing. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God. Moses, where he was sitting at, he's your first songwriter in your Bible. He's the last songwriter in your Bible. We're singing his song here. I was singing his song in Revelation 15, at verse number 3. I'm telling you, Moses was a songwriter. And boy, there's something about it. And now listen, don't nobody get hurt at me, all right? I mean, I like to hear youngins sing, and it stirs my heart. But there is something about it. Old saint of God that's been in this way for a long time, and they get up, thank God, and they sing the same song, but there's something a little different. Amen. And thank God. You say, what is it, preacher? That's when they get to singing those songs like farther on, still go farther, and showing us some songs about wading out a little deeper. Amen. And thank God that you know that they have went a little further with God. And because of that, and God's honoring them and they're honoring God, I don't want to lose my song. Amen. Yeah. Oh, listen. Friend, you say, preacher, you might lose your voice. I might. But I hope God will help me write my song down then. Amen. Amen. Thank God. There may be a time you ain't got to be able to, ain't got the ability to sing. I say, that's all right. I'm telling you. And look at what his song was about. It just blesses my soul all over. Verse number 3, this is the end of it. He says, ascribe ye of the greatness of our God. And Moses is singing about the greatness of God. He ain't got over it yet. Amen. 120 years you thought he'd sing about everything, Brother Ben. deal. I've been at 120 years getting ready to die. He said, I want to tell y'all something. He said, listen to my song. It's about how great God is. I wish somebody wrote a song about how great thou art. That would have been a blessing, wouldn't it? Amen. Oh, thank God. And there's something about whenever we get to, hey, some of them songs you do with it what you want to. Hey, some of them songs, I don't care when they're sung. I don't care how they're sung. Hey, some of them songs that God has put his stamp of approval on. And when folks get up and they get to singing about how great God is, how God honors it, amen. You know why? Because he's great, thank God. Oh, yes. I don't want to lose my song, thank God. I know some folks, they start off singing when they was little, but they quit somewhere along the way. Oh, no, thank God. I want to keep my song about God's greatness. And he goes on to sing about God's governings. Unless I might preach, I wish the Lord helped me preach on this sometime. But I want you to notice in verses 10, all the way down, he said he found him in a desert land, in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about, he instructed it. He kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, heareth, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead it. He's talking about how God is not only great, but how good God has governed them. Amen. Listen, thank God. I've never met one saint yet, and at the end of their life has not said, man, God has taken real good care of me. Amen. Oh, God, don't ever let us lose that. Oh, listen, you say, preacher, been a while since I've sung. You might be in danger of losing your song. Yeah. Moses was still in the fight. Listen, let me ask you this. You still in the fight, thank God. Amen. Are you still there? Are you still in the song, thank God? I mean, you still fighting, still singing. I'll tell you what I like about Moses. Moses gets sort of this persona like he's a hard character. And he is a little bit. But I'll tell you, whenever Moses died, he died blessing, amen. Y'all listen to me. It's something that old Moses, despite everybody being as ugly to him as he was, and as many times as they had been, oh, Moses, it comes time to check out. He's putting a blessing on everybody. Amen. Watch what your Bible says here, and I'll be done. Deuteronomy 33. I want you to watch what your scripture says. It says, Moses, I'm just talking about, I want to die like he did. I want to die fighting. I want to die singing. I want to die blessing. Hell, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 33, verse 1, said, and this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel, but before his death. I mean, thank God. He said, I'm a checking out, and there's some things I want to leave behind. Hey, some things some of you I need to know. He started dealing with them tribe by tribe. I started blessing every one of them. How about watch a few things that he said? He's just things that I love. Verse number 3, it says, yea, he loved the people. He said, y'all got a place in God's heart. He said, all his saints are in thy hand. He said, y'all got a place in God's hand. He said, and they sat down at thy feet. Y'all got a place at God's feet. Ain't that a blessing, thank God? He's getting ready to die, and he said, I want to tell y'all something. I know you have been rebels, but I want you to remember tonight that God still loves you, amen. Moses didn't die bitter. I don't know why we got so many bitter Christians in our day. Thank God, you ought to get sweetened up a little bit. Is that all right? Some of you look like you've been sucking on persimmons now, amen. I mean, listen, friend, it'd do us all good to be mindful that there's a right and a wrong way to die. Boy, I'd sure like to die in such a way somebody'd want what I got. Wouldn't you? The only person who's happy about that was Sheila. Wouldn't you want to, listen, I mean, if all you've done is you fought for a couple years and you've quit, why would anybody want that? Yeah. And if you sang for a season and then you stopped, right. Boy, that don't honor God. Right. Listen, if you was encouraging people for a minute and then you quit, yeah. Moses getting ready to 120 years old. He said, I want y'all to know God loves you. Yeah.
You got a place in his hand. You got a place in his feet. You got a place in his heart. You can read on down there in that same text of scripture where you'll find that they got a place by him. They got a place on his shoulders. Bible even teaches us this. Watch this verse. I wish a lot of independent Baptists would learn this. In verse 29, it says, "Happy art thou, O Israel." That's a place where you smile at me when I say it.
Oh, yeah.
That's happy. They wasn't even mad about being saved. I mean, listen. Praise God. They, some folks, they look like they've been mad ever since they got saved. I can't be, listen, I don't know what to tell you. Moses died blessing his relatives. I'm going to tell you this. Moses died blessing his replacement. One of these days, I'm checking out of here. I hope God lets me stay here till I die. But if he don't, or if he does, either way, somebody's coming in behind me. No sooner will I put it down. I like it over there where it says, they beheaded James, the servant of Jesus. And before that chapter's over, there's another James. And he's preaching the gospel. And thank God one of these days, I ain't even bitter about it. One of these days, thank God I'll lay the Bible down. Praise God, that'll be my checking out day, amen. And when I lay it down and I check on out, before my body can get cold, God will already have his man ready to go further than I ever could. I'm happy about it. Probably running a lot better than we have. Don't you guess? Whoever's coming behind us probably run it better than we did. Amen. Why y'all mad about that? I want them to. Let me remind you again. This is how this thing's supposed to work. We take this gospel. We take it to as many and as far as we can. And when we die, we just hold it up. And we hope the next generation grabs a hold of it right where we stopped. And they take it further. Still 195 countries in the world. Thank God, still probably several of them that ain't even got the gospel yet. By the good grace of God, I'd like to get to all 195 before my death. But if I don't get there, I hope the whole church will keep on pressing that way. Do you think so? Wouldn't that be a blessing? I'm not sure. Listen, watch. I mean, it is a blessing. I'm not sure some of y'all think it's a blessing. I'll tell you, one feller said it like this. He said, bad news or good news is God ain't got a money problem. The bad news is it's in your pockets. Amen. We're going to get the gospel out. That's how it'll have to come. Right? God still loves a cheerful giver. Somebody ought to shout on that one.
Yeah, that's it.
Billy Mitchell said, but he'll take it from a grouch. That's what he said, wasn't it? All right, listen, let me be done here. I want to say this. He died blessing his relatives. He died blessing his replacement. Three different occasions he told Joshua, he said, be strong and courageous. He said, God's not going to fail you. Be strong and be courageous. Be strong and be courageous. And you know what this generation ought to tell the next generation coming up behind us? Be strong and be courageous. God is not going to fail you. But I'm going to tell you this. When Moses died, he died blessing his Redeemer. You say, preacher, how did he bless his Redeemer? You read over there in Hebrews chapter 4. You get down there, thank God, and what you'll find is that Moses died as a faithful member and a servant of the house of God. Oh, what a beautiful life it is that's lived that honors God all the way to the end. You say, preacher, I ain't honored God always. Well, there's good news. There's room on this race for you to get on it right now. Amen. And if you didn't run the first lap well, thank God, hop on in and run the second lap with everything you got. I'm saying this, when Moses came down to die, he died fighting, he died singing, and he died blessing. But Moses died the same way he lived. Don't think you'll die differently than how you lived. Now, this thing's still on, praise God. If you wasn't singing in your life, you'll probably not be singing in your death. If you're not fighting now, you'll probably not end up that way. And if you ain't interested in blessing nobody, by the time it comes time to die, I'd probably still not be on that road. But oh, Moses did. Let's stand to our feet. I've cleared my heart.